Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The title is Ae Khuda Mujhko Aansu Ka Darya Bhi De. Lutf-e Gulshan Bhi De, Lutf-e Sahra Bhi De. Is chaman mein koi gham ka mara bhi de. Lutf-e Gulshan Bhi De, Lutf-e Sahra Bhi De. Is chaman mein koi gham ka mara bhi de. Aisi kashti ko mojo ka kuch dar nahi. Malik-e behr o bar jab sahara bhi de. Mauje gham mein hai kashti fasi e khuda. Fazal se isko koi kinara bhi de. Mujhko khalwat mein bhi yaad teri rahe. Ae khuda aashiqon ka nazara bhi de. Mujhko khalwat mein bhi yaad teri rahe. Ae khuda aashiqon ka nazara bhi de. Yun bayane mohabbat zuba par to hai. Ae khuda mujhko aansu ka darya bhi de. Yun bayane mohabbat zuba par to hai. Ae khuda mujhko aansu ka darya bhi de. Apne akhtar ko de ne'mat ilm bhi. Aur zubaan par mohabbat ka nara bhi de. Apne akhtar ko de ne'mat ilm bhi. Aur zubaan par mohabbat ka nara bhi de. Lutf-e gulshan bhi de, lutf-e sahra bhi de. Is chaman mein koi gham ka mara bhi de.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'd. This beautiful bayan of our honorable Ilahi Sheikh Ali Billah Rumi Waqt Tabriri Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu. Hazrat has titled this beautiful bayan, Ae Khuda Mujhko Aansu Ka Darya Bhi De. And oh Allah, together with your love that you grant me a whole ocean of tears. That is tears that will come out in the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Tears that will come out in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Allah ta'ala says, two drops are most beloved to me. One drop of tear that a person in solitude is thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and either in the love of Allah, either in the fear of Allah, that how I pass my life in His disobedience, that one tear drop that comes out from a person's heart, that will put off the whole fire of Jahannam for you. And one drop of blood from the body of a shaheed, that Allahu Akbar, what stages he'll get in the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he has that he's teaching us that a person will able to see for himself whether the love of Allah ta'ala is penetrating the heart. Then tears will also come out from a person's eyes. And as Hazrat explains here, it's not actually from your eyes, it's from your heart also. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kindness. So kind is Allah. That فَإِن لَمْ تَبْكُوا فَتَبَاكُوا. If you can't cry, then pretend like you cry. And then Allah Ta'ala sees our talab, and then a person's heart becomes soft in the company of the friends of Allah Ta'ala, making the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Ya Hazrat is explaining that لُطْفِ gulshan bhi de, لُطْفِ sahra bhi de, is chaman mein koi gham ka mara bhi de. Hazrat is explaining this in a beautiful example, how Hazrat got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Hazrat was in the jungle, so to say, in the desert, what the Shaykh Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullahi. Then after all that mujahada and the love of Allah that penetrated the heart of Hazrat, then Allah ta'ala granted him the beautiful garden of Gulshan-e-Iqbal, where Hazrat Khanka was there. So here Hazrat is explaining, and that's also only from the barakat of our Shaykh, those mashayikh that sat in the company of Hazrat, they will understand these poems. Otherwise these are not ordinary to understand, and a useless like me, where can we ever understand the depth of these poems which Hazrat are saying? So Hazrat is saying, Ya Allah, give me the enjoyment of Gulshan. In other words, when I'm in this beautiful garden that you gave me of my Khanka, let me get the enjoyment. And what the enjoyment is, not really looking at the flowers and looking at the garden. The enjoyment is that whether I'm in a garden or whether I'm in a desert, I'm all the time in your thoughts. And that is the real enjoyment, that all the time you are thinking and you are just soaking in the thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat is saying, Ya Allah, whether I'm in a beautiful garden, whether I'm in a jungle, in other words, wherever I am, all the time, as Hazrat explained in another beautiful poem, jis fiza mein bhi ho, jahan mein bhi ho, taqwa salamat rahe aur sunnat ke paaband rahe. Wherever I can be, anywhere in the world, my taqwa must be intact all the time. When a person's taqwa is intact, that Allah is with me, then, and what is the sign of that? Wherever I go, I must be practicing the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not when I'm somewhere else, I think I'm alone, then a person forgets of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat is explaining that, oh Allah, in this beautiful garden, that what I actually do I need. In other words, it's not the outward beautiful gardens, etc. Hazrat is explaining and giving the example of this garden of the majalis of the Ahlullah. In this garden, what we have come to get here is chaman mein koi gham ka mara bhi de. That in this beautiful garden of Allah, that you put that grief of your love, but give me a guide that will guide me and steer me how to bring this love of yours in my heart. Otherwise, a person without a sheikh, he'll think that I got lot of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, I am a big buzurg. But he doesn't understand that pride is coming in him. Or like we see shaitan, how he went astray. Was a great abid, great alim also. And he was a great abid, alim. But he was not an asik. He was not the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in order to steer this pain of the love of Allah, we need somebody, a guide, a sheikh to be upon us all the time. Otherwise very quickly our nafs will overtake us. And as Hazrat teaches us, that even in our ibadat, nafs is too clever. We are enjoying tahajjud, we think I'm a tahajjud guzar, but nafs is making me feel I'm a big buzur. So Hazrat is teaching us here that all the time, oh Allah, this is what we need. And when we in this ocean now of your love, you see, kashti ko mojo ka kuch dar nahi, malik e bahri wabar jab sahara bhi de. Now when your ocean, when your ship is moving in the ocean of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Hazrat says that when I'm in such a ship that is moving in your love of Allah, then I'm not scared of the huge waves that are coming. In other words, shaitan will never leave a person. And nafs is all the time, and shaitan behind us all the time. All different types of thoughts will come to a person. Different conditions will come to a person. But Hazrat says, Malik e bahru bar jab sahara bhi de. When the owner of the ocean, the owner of the land, when he is my support, then I'm not scared of anything. Huge waves can be coming. As like we say, now it is a time of fitna. It's a time of dajjal that is facing us all the time. But when you are connected to the mashayikh and you are in the right ship, the ship of the ocean of the, in the ship of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the sign, like Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam told his son, now come into the ship. And he, when you don't have the guide and you don't want to be under a guide, then you will use all your, as Hazrat teaches us all the time, akal ki dore dorate. Now you're letting the horses of your brains run. That I'll go on to the mountains, where is the water going to reach there? But when you come in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we'll realize there's only one support. And that is the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Hazrat explained, now how your ship will move in this ocean of the love of Allah. Mauje gham mein hai kashti fasi hai khuda fazl se usko koi kinara bhi de. That Hazrat is saying, ya Allah, in the path of this love of yours, that now my ship has been caught in the storms. In other words, so many thoughts and so many different conditions are coming upon me, and it seems like it's difficult. But oh Allah, out of your fazl, out of your grace, out of your kindness, just take me towards the shore. As Hazrat says, in this path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kaam banta hai fazl se akhtar. Fazl ka asra laga hua hai. That here our work, as much as we have to make our zikr, etc., but it is only and only by the fazl, the kindness, the special virtue and mercy of Allah Ta'ala, that we can pass through this ocean of the love and reach Allah Ta'ala. So Allah, we have hope in your fazl. And what is the sign of having hope? That Allah has brought us here. We have come to the majlis of our Shaykh, open our hearts and take from the nur of the heart of our Shaykh. And then we will understand that we should be begging from the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. Then Hazrat explains, when just now you realize that Allah's love is penetrating a person's heart, then his condition becomes that he is not cared of the world. Mukhalwat may be yaad teri rahe. That oh Allah, when I'm in seclusion, I only think of you. And as the Hadith-e-Qudsi we read when we make the zikr of Allah, ana jalisu man zakarani. That when you just start your zikr, even if you can be alone, think Allah is my companion. What enjoyment a person gets. So whether you in khalwat or whether you in jalwat, and what kind of jalwat, that is company, not just ordinary company. Eh khuda aashiko ka nazara bhi de. That oh Allah, give me the enjoyment of solitude, that I'm in your company. And then when there's time for majlis, let me get a gathering of the lovers of Allah. The aashiks, those who got the desire for burning love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, out of His kindness, through the barakah of our Shaykh, make us all amongst them. That we become, the ishq must penetrate our hearts, every drop of blood. So this is what the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is their desire. Not just a place of lot of people sitting and food, etc. Their food is the love of Allah ta'ala. And to explain everybody that this is what we should be yearning for and desiring for. Then Hazrat explained so beautifully. And then what is that love when it starts penetrating the heart? Then a person makes dua, you bayani muhabbat zubapar tohe, eh khuda mujhko aasu ka darya bhi de. That oh Allah, you have put now the beautiful words of your love of my tongue on my tongue. And I am explaining people the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But oh Allah, give me that ocean of the tears of your love also. That middle of the night I get up, nobody is with me. When I think of you, oh Allah, just tears roll down our eyes. And as Hazrat teaches us, let myself think, when last did my eyes swell with the tears of the fear of Allah or the love of Allah Ta'ala, or one drop of tear, even to the size of the head of a fly, come out from my eyes. If that is the case, my heart is still very hard like myself. And this is why Allah has brought us here, that our hearts become soft with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now and worried and concerned of our akhirat, how I'm going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we should be begging Allah ta'ala that Allah soften our hearts and let the tears of your love flow from our hearts also. And let the words of love, of your love, that we can explain to people also on our tongue. And finally Hazrat says so beautifully, apne akhtar ko de ni'mat-e ilm bhi. And Hazrat is teaching us here that in the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Hazrat says, that our tasawuf is not just the tasawuf with no guidance. Our tasawuf is ala minhaji rasul, is according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For that you need the great ni'mat of the knowledge of deen, and not just knowledge, superficial knowledge. Il nur-e ilm. The nur of knowledge that must penetrate my heart. And when that nur penetrates my heart, or zuban zubapar muhabbat ka nara bhi de, then on my tongue, oh Allah, give me that I call out with great, with big, with a loud voice, I call out your love, and I call people towards your love. And we see the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't get tired of talking of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They enjoy this, because into whatever with that, they have got, as Hazrat explained, when we stay away. When we inculcate taqwa in our heart, Allah will open to you, and you practice on the knowledge that Allah has given you, Allah will teach you things that you didn't know also. So Allah Ta'ala grant us this reality and give us tawfiq to get true love of Allah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. From the Kitab of Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, the 7th section, Association with the Pious. Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Luqman radiallahu anhu said to his son, "O my son, associate with the ulama. Make this an obligation on you. Listen to the talks of the people of wisdom, because Allah Ta'ala livens the dead heart with the light of wisdom, in the same way as the dead earth is enlivened by abundant rainfall." Wisdom refers to the subtle points of the deen. Such words of wisdom flow from the lips of the truthful servants of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala said, "My love becomes incumbent for such persons who love one another for my sake and who associate for my sake." The meaning of "for Allah's sake" is for the sake of deen or deeni motives and not worldly motives. Hazrat Abu Musa radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The example of a pious companion and an evil companion is as a man standing with musk. This is the example of the pious companion. And a man stoking a furnace. This is the example of an evil companion. The man with the musk will give you some of it. Or if he does not give, then you will at least gain its fragrance. While the stoker of the furnace will burn your clothing, if a spark of fire falls on you. Or if he does not burn you, then at least the smoke of the fire will reach you." Note, even if one does not derive the full benefit of the pious company, one will gain to a certain degree. And likewise, even if the evil company does not fully harm, one will to a certain extent be affected by the evil. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu narrated that he heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, "Do not associate with anyone except a person of iman." There are two possible meanings to this hadith. Namely, number one, do not associate with a disbeliever, with a kafir. Or number two, associate only with one of perfect iman. Do not associate with a man of imperfect iman. In the light of this hadith, only a man of perfect iman, a man who is fully pious, is worthy of association. Abu Razin radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Should I not inform you of something which is a great pervert of deen, and by means of which you can acquire the success of this world and the year after? Firstly, adhere to the gatherings of the people of dhikr, those who remember Allah Ta'ala much, stay in their company. Secondly, when in solitude, keep your tongue moving with dhikrullah as much as is possible. Thirdly, love for the sake of Allah only, and hate only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Experience too has established that pious company is the root or basis of the deen. Among the various ways of strengthening one's deen and experiencing the sweetness of deen, the most beneficial is the company of the pious." Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, once he was in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, "In Jannat are pillars of Yaqut, a precious stone of Jannat. On these pillars are erected mansions of Zabarjad, a material of Jannat. In these mansions are open doors which glitter like bright stars. The people asked, who will occupy these loftier mansions? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those who loved one another for the sake of Allah, those who associated with one another for the sake of Allah, and those who met one another for the sake of Allah." And the last hadith, Hazrat Abu Samura radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Do not live with the mushrikeen, nor be together with them. Whoever lives with them and associates with them is one of them." May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from evil company and give us tawfiq to always stay in the company of the righteous and pious.